Welcome to Monday, everyone. Mike and Kim Burge along with you on the Good Stuff program. Glad that you joined us. And just reminding you, the next time you're planning a vacation, why not check out Cherry County, Nebraska? Yep, that's where we're at. And you go to visitvalentine.com or .org, and you can check out 50 things to do. Now, coming up later this summer, it's the home of the Nebraska Star Party and the first in Nebraska to be designated as an international dark skies. So, you know it's got to be a big deal. So come and view the stars, sit back and have a campfire, whatever, and just check out Mother Nature at her best. And visitvalentine.com is where it all begins.
Pause for a minute and you'll discover Tri-State Livestock News. It's the cattleman's publication delivering comprehensive agricultural coverage for decades. It's a medium that blends its vast readership and deep industry knowledge to provide exceptional news and insights. A publication with these credentials warrants your attention. Tri-State Livestock News, available online at tsln.com or in print.
Since yesterday was Father's Day, can I share a kind of Father's Day related story?
By all means do, because I have something for Father's Day too.
Okay. So this guy says to the doctor, I'm thinking about having a vasectomy. The doctor says, that's a pretty big decision. Have you talked it over with your family? The guy says, yep, they're in favor of it, 14-3. I didn't say it was a good Father's Day story. What do you have?
I have a poem written by Rod Nichols in memory of his dad. 82 years and 43 minutes, the length of the sermon that day, though deep in my heart it seemed a bit short as we carried my dad to his grave. While the words of the pastor were thoughtful, the service was all it could be. The love and the tears of 82 years takes more than a mere 43. A verse from the Bible, his favorite, a hymn of the old rugged cross. The 23rd Psalm, a memory of Mom, served only to deepen the loss. Some stories from friends who remembered a moment we'd almost forgot. Testament true of the cowboy we knew, but still, that weren't saying a lot. Over 21 years he had lived then, for I became part of his life, two tow-headed sons and me the first one by the woman he took as his wife. With the mention of those who survived him, the service now drew to an end. A brief silent prayer for those of us there, then the unison sound of amen. 82 years and 43 minutes, the length of the sermon that day, though deep in my heart it seemed a bit short as we carried my dad to his grave. While the words of the pastor were thoughtful, the service was all it could be. The love and the tears of 82 years takes more than a mere 43. Again, original poem by Rod Nichols.
Okay, I better lighten up the mood a little bit here before we wrap things up in a couple of minutes.
That was a beautiful poem, though, wouldn't
you agree? It was really nice, and Rod Nichols does some of the best stuff that we see.
Indeed. Great sentiments.
The general went out to find that none of his GIs were there. One finally ran up, panting heavily. Sorry, sir, I can explain. You see, I had a date, and it ran a little late. I ran to the bus, but missed it. I hailed a cab, but it broke down. Found a farm, bought a horse, but it dropped dead. Ran 10 miles, now I'm here. The general was very skeptical about his explanation, but at least he was here, so he let the GI go. Moments later, 8 more GIs came up to the general, panting. He asked them why they were late. Sorry, sir. I had a date, and it ran a little late. I ran to the bus, but missed it. I hailed a cab, but it broke down. Found a farm. Bought a horse, but it dropped dead. Ran 10 miles, and now I'm here. The general eyed them, feeling very skeptical. But since he let the first guy go, he said, I guess I gotta let them go too. A 9th GI jogged up from the general, panting heavily. Sorry, sir. I had a date, and it ran a little late. I ran to the bus, but missed it. I hailed a cab, but let me guess, the general interrupted. It broke down. No, said the GI. There were so many dead horses in the road, it took forever to get around them. Do you think they coordinated their stories?
I think they maybe did a little bit. All right. On a more serious note, we're back to more anger quotes, which actually, like I've said before, I'm kind of surprised at how well I like these. Do not teach your children never to be angry. Teach them how to be hangry.
There you go.
That's Lyman Abbott said that, and anger is a valid emotion. It's only bad when it takes control and makes you do things you don't want to do.
Wise.
Yeah, Ellen Hopkins said that, and here's from Colin Powell. Get mad, then get over it.
Yep, let it go.
I think those are all good words to live by.
Folks, we appreciate you tuning in to your local radio station. I know they enjoy that you listen as well, so keep it up, all right? And stay tuned for more of the good stuff.